Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of March 5th, 2020. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Well, the Democratic Party is over, and the field is drastically consolidated now.
Aww.
Due to South Carolina.
Hooray!
But while everything was going on last week, we didn't have a chance to include President Donald Trump's visit in our podcast coverage. The 45th president rallied the troops in North Charleston on Friday, February 28th. His presence didn't do much to sway media coverage or the outcome of the primary, which former Vice President Joe Biden handedly won. Though, as you'll hear, Trump polled the crowd of thousands for who would be the best person for him to compete against. A little Operation Chaos-like, though. Talking about that grassroots idea of Republicans turning out en masse to support Senator Bernie Sanders, who they see as an easy foil for Trump. But that didn't come close to fruition. Trump covered several topics in his meandering 96-minute-long speech, including several minutes on how large the crowd in the North Charleston Coliseum was. Sorry that we can't show you that, folks, but he also praised the state's congressional delegation, who flew down on Air Force One with him. He boasted about his accomplishments, attacked illegal immigration, and mentioned that Al Sharpton looked better when he was heavier, among other things. We start off with him talking about his administration's coronavirus response, and we should note that congressional negotiators are working on approving $8 billion in emergency funds to combat the virus.
But I say, so let's get this right. A virus starts in China, bleeds its way into various countries all around the world, doesn't spread widely at all in the United States because of the early actions that myself and my administration took against a lot of other wishes. And the Democrats' single talking point, and you see it, is that it's Donald Trump's fault, right? It's Donald Trump's fault. No, just things that happen. But you know what this does show you? Things happen. Whoever thought of this 2 weeks ago, who would have thought this could be going on 4 weeks ago? You wouldn't. But things happen in life, and you have to be prepared, and you have to be flexible, and you have to be able to go out and get it. And my guys, we have the best professionals in the world, the best in the world, and we are so ready. At the same time that I initiated the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years, we had to quarantine some people. They weren't happy. They weren't happy about it. I want to tell you, there are a lot of people that not so happy, but after 2 weeks, they got happy. You know who got happy? The people around them got happy. That's who got happy. I also created a White House virus task force. It's a big thing, a virus task force. I requested $2.5 billion to ensure we have the resources we need. The Democrats said, that's terrible. He's doing the wrong thing. He needs $8.5 billion, not $2.5. I've never had that before. He asked for $2.5. They want to give me $8.5. So I said, I'll take it. Does that make me a bit? I'll take it. I'll take it. I never had that before. And I never had it. We want 2.5 million. That's plenty. We demand you take 8.5. He doesn't know what he's doing. We want 8.5. These people are crazy. We must understand that border security is also health security. Now, Sleepy Joe would say, the unemployment rate in the great state of Ohio. No, no, you're in South Carolina. Joe, you're in South. They come up and you ever see the guy, the note? No, no, it's South Carolina. It's not Ohio. Okay. Then he goes, all right, Iowa. Did you say Iowa? No, no. I did that like 7 times. If I did that once, it would be the end of the road, right? Be the end of the road. They'd say, Trump has lost it. They like to say that anyway, I guess, huh? These people are bad people. Oh, Sleepy Joe. Well, he's running tomorrow. No, but could you imagine if I said just a small fraction of the mistakes he makes, which are unbelievable, every speech. I actually said the other night, I was watching him when he said about half the population wiped out with guns. I said, that's a horrible thing. That's the end of his evening. That's the end of his political career. And then after the debate, they're reviewing him, they said, Joe Biden had a great night last night. I don't get it, Tim. So really, we're down to two candidates, right? Sleepy Joe Biden and Crazy Bernie. So this is a poll. I guarantee you this. As much as they hate me, they're going to put this all over the place. We have a poll of like 30,000 people inside and out. They're doing it outside, too. We have a poll. Are you ready? Who do I, so in other words, who's the weaker of the two? I'm not interested in who does better. No, I'm not interested. Wait. So, ready? In other words, who do I want to run against? Meaning, very simple. We put it into nice, simple language. Who the hell is easier to beat? Right? So, who is easier for us, not me, for us to beat? Ready? Crazy Bernie? Or Sleepy Joe? I don't know. I think maybe Crazy Bernie has it a little bit.
And we want to thank South Carolina Public Radio reporter Victoria Hansen, who got us this audio and attended the rally. She also recorded the following interview with Trump supporter Ryan Dudley.
Well, to support Trump, to see Trump in person, you know, to support the cause, to fight against liberalism and the socialist regime that's trying to infiltrate our country, and to fight for freedom, to fight for the Constitution, and to, I don't want to be stereotypical, but to keep America great, to keep it going, you know? I think as long as we support, not necessarily Trump, but the ideals of the American Constitution and what he's all about, draining the swamp and everything that got him elected in the first place. As long as we stick with that, we're keeping our head above water. These are tough times. We're in the last days. We can see the wickedness increasing. I mean, I never thought that I'd be living in a time whenever people are talking about wanting babies to die. You know, like, that's crazy. That is crazy. I can't believe that. I mean, and Trump's, you know, address to the nation and all, he talks about these different people. He brings these people forward that are heroes, and these Democrats sit on their hands. I mean, it's crazy.
Now, it will be a while until we give you some more bites from the campaign trail, folks. I know we got some things coming up, the state house races, Congress, a lot going on, Senate. But you can always listen to the podcast. We always have the campaign trail segment on the podcast when I feel like it. But yes, a lot to look forward to with the June primaries coming up and then also the November election. So we'll be keeping you up to speed on the podcast. We're always there for you, of course. And you can follow me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for political updates in the state. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just out here covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get you as much information so you can make your own decision in 2020. And we'll bring you a mini pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at @SCLeadPod and follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. That handle is also at @SCLEDEPOD. A little bit danker, a little bit realer. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.